Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. It is so nice out there. It's hard to believe that fall is just around the corner. We're going to talk about a great clothing line by Jeannie Becker Edit, which is a fabulous line of clothing, and talk about the summer-fall collection. Later in the show, we're going to talk to Dr. Mark Lupin about all the stuff we can do for our skin naturally and maybe a little help to get maybe it looking glowing again after a little bit of harsh reality from the summer sun. Dr. Allison Reese is here, who is an educator, who has come full circle with your kids, 24, 21. Your daughter, you're saying, is in fashion in Australia.
Yeah, she's in the Fashion Business Institute College. She manages a high-end fashion store. She's living a huge, amazing life.
And what a perfect intro to Jeannie Becker, because talk about a huge, amazing life. Jeannie Becker is the fashion icon in Canada and around the world. Welcome to the show, Jeannie.
Patty, great to be here.
Great to have you. And you've had a really busy time. I know TIFF's been on in Toronto and also Fashion Cares. Tell me about your life right now and how busy and fun it must be.
Well, yeah, there was TIFF, there was Fashion Cares last weekend, and I've just come back from New York covering the shows at New York Fashion Week, which is always fun. First set of really the international collections. It's, you know, Paris is coming up in a couple of weeks, and I'll be taking off there. I'm just got my hands full, kind of dancing as fast as I can, but I love every minute of it.
And that's what's so neat, Jeannie, is that you have a full life and you love it, and it shows, and that's what's so important. And, you know, with your daughter Lexi just starting out, what do you say to a young person, 21, who is involved in the fashion industry in Australia and starting out this exciting life?
I mean, I don't know about if Australia makes any difference. It's you know, such a global kind of village now. The world has become really one without too many international borders. They've really dissipated in a sense, and there's just great global stage. But the fashion business is a tough one. I mean, a really tough one. I thank my lucky stars when my girls decided to get into other areas of the arts. Because I think fashion, you know, can be a pretty scary place. But I do maintain that if you're tenacious, if you work your butt off, if you answer, you know, just really never give up and just keep on going, you can realize your dreams. You know, you just have to really believe in yourself. And you have to have a point of view. You can't want, you know, I get very miffed when I get a lot of these young girls coming up to me saying, oh, I want your life. You know, I want to be you. I want to be the next Jeannie Becker. That's like a really big mistake. You've got to be an original in this business, whether you're a designer or, you know, even if you're a publicist, certainly if you're a model, whatever creative arena you want to pursue in the fashion world, you better make sure you're original, you have something new to say, and a different way of saying it. Otherwise, you'll just, you know, blend in with the pack. It really is a place where you've got to scream extra loud to be heard.
And, you know, you started out with acting and you were a mime. You had some background in this to come into it. And when you were in fashion television for over 25 years, what was it like when you saw some of these young people try and muscle in and get in your spot when they didn't have the credentials or the time?
Oh, I mean, I still see it all the time. I mean, I'm still very out there in the trenches covering fashion, you know, with my nose to the grindstone. And, yeah, there are a lot of young people in there, and I welcome them. I think it's great. You know, I don't think anyone should want someone else's job. Like, you know, I get these kids saying, I want your job. And it's like, you know what, honey, get your own job. My job didn't exist when I first started covering fashion in 1985. And, you know, I've made it my own, and I have my own way of doing things. And I just think it's great to see the way a lot of people are progressing. But you really have to take it to the next level. And what we're seeing going on now with the internet and with all these bloggers, and, you know, everybody has an editorial point of view. And I think that's great. I think it's a very different kind of landscape than it was. And I don't know, you know, just how powerful some of these top, you know, notch editors are necessarily going to become in the future, because it's become a much more of a populist scene, happily.
Yeah,
way fashion's been democratized, so has the world of fashion reporting.
Right. I saw some of the articles you had written or you've been interviewed on saying that it has been, with the internet, has changed that greatly. Your line of clothing, how did that come about that you started? Of course, it's a natural because you were in the industry, but you also have a great fashion sense yourself. And the line that you have, I bought the maxi dress this summer at the Bay. Fabulous pieces. They're easy to buy and easy to wear.
Well, first and foremost, I'm not a designer. I mean, I have to make that clear. I'm an editor, and that's why the line is called Edit by Jeannie Becker. I really, you know, have an overview of all the trends of the season because I'm out there, you know, watching them all come down the international runways. And I think about what I would want to stock in my own wardrobe, in my closet, what I want to pack in my suitcase when I go off into the world. And I've come up with these pieces that are, you know, really inspired by the trends, but not that trendy that they're going to go out of fashion in a season or two. I mean, I think our clothes really, you know, have a great kind of quality to them. You know, nothing, or most things aren't above the $200 mark. So they're relatively affordable, especially in terms of the kind of quality that you're getting for your buck. They're not like the disposable fashion that we're seeing around so much. Not that there's anything wrong with that either, but they're at a price point that's really aimed at, you know, the working woman or, you know, a woman that has a limited amount to spend on herself but still wants to uplift her wardrobe each season. She just wants some key pieces that are going to give her a little bit of a spin on the season, that are going to make her feel current, that are going to make her feel, you know, like she's making a relevant fashion statement. And these are pieces meant to work with your other pieces, with some of your designer pieces, perhaps. You know, it's all about the high-low mix these days. And I really, really love the way women are so creatively mixing it up.
Yeah, Alison, you always look so great with what you wear.
Oh, thanks. But, you know, as Jeannie was talking, I was just thinking about how there's a real trend now with young people to get into vintage clothes, and they're shopping at Value Village and talk about recycling clothing. It's huge now.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's great. I mean, I have two daughters who are totally into the vintage thing, but I still see that despite their, you know, healthy little wardrobes of vintage finds, they also like to, you know, to have the odd new thing in there too. I mean, you don't, well, some people might, but to have a steady diet of anything, of any one label, of any one style of dress, of just to wear vintage and nothing else, sometimes, you know, can be a little tough. I also think that a lot of working women don't really have the time to really pick through vintage stores in that way. There's a real art to finding these great pieces.
Right, because you don't want to look crazy and cuckoo, right? So what do you...
I mean, there's some great secondhand shops around, these, you know, great resale shops that you can really find some fabulous things and sometimes some rather high-end designer things for a song. And I thoroughly encourage that. But my collection was really made, for the most part, to women who are offered so many options and who just don't really have the time to run around to every collection, to run around to every store, to really try and find those bits and pieces that are going to work for them. So this is just, you know, one solution.
And Jeannie, I think you've really nailed it. I think it's a really accessible line that you do go in there and you always find something that can go together. Now, what are the basics we need, though? If we're going to go into Day to the Bay and we want to look at the edit line, what are the basics we need in our wardrobe to get through our week?
Well, you know, it really depends on what your lifestyle is like, but I really like those clothes that can take you from morning to night, you know, clothes that you can kind of dress up or dress down. You know, if you want to talk about the edit line in particular, we've got some great pieces in there out of a kind of ultra suede, so that faux suede skins are really, really hot this season. We use, we call it PU leather, which is not the real thing, but it's like faux leather. But we've got some a great like leather skirt, a skirt that's part leather on the bottom and part fabric on the top. We're really seeing a lot of that mixing of the textures. We've got a couple of great ultra suede dresses, one with a really wonderful three-quarter length sleeve, you know, to be pushed up to three-quarter length. I should say it's a long sleeve dress with a nice scoop neck. And then we've got another wonderful sleeveless one that I just wore the other day that almost can function as a jumper if you wanted to wear a little sweater or a little shirt under it, but even on its own, it's got a really sexy, sensual kind of feel to it. We're looking at big, chunky sweaters. Lots of great knits for this season. We're certainly looking to the cape, to the poncho, to these voluminous coats that you can wear almost as layering pieces. You know, sometimes you don't know just how hot or cold or you're going to get. So we like these fairly lightweight but still substantial coats that we can wear, and we've got some great ones in Edit, of course. We've got a great blue plaid poncho that I'm nuts about that I think is really going to do well. I don't know if it's hit the floor quite yet. We also have some great faux fur. That's another big statement for this coming season, and, you know, so politically correct, so we love that. Wonderful kind of faux Persian lamb cape, and another wonderful little dressier jacket. That's great. Some velvet coming in, a beautiful crimson velvet dress. It'll be great for the holiday season ahead. You know, lots of great jeans. Of course, the Genie jeans, part of the proceeds goes to Dress for Success, which is a wonderful charitable organization that empowers women through fashion.
My gosh, 1 second, Jeannie. We got to come back. Two-minute break. Okay. We're back with Jeannie Becker.
You don't just love sports, you live sports. And CFAX 1070 knows the score. Junior, amateur, pro. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
At Galaxy Motors, they understand the mason jar budget. One jar for rent money, one for food, and one for that new car. At Galaxy Motors, your car jar doesn't have to be full to get the vehicle you want. They make 12 banks compete to get you the lowest monthly car payment possible, which means you can turn this into this. Visit galaxymotors.net.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
What does being local mean to you? My name is Stacy Taves, and I co-founded Level Ground Trading 15 years ago. We embody what it means to be local. We're a zero-waste facility sending nothing to Heartland, utilizing 13 streams of recycling and compost. We pay our staff to cycle to work on the peninsula, and we sponsor hundreds of local nonprofit groups each year. That's what being local means to me.
Come enjoy Level Ground's delicious coffee paired with the abundant selection of amazing local food. September 16th at Feast of Fields.
Hi, this is Terry Moore. Join us today, 3 to 4, for Motorline with Mike Salkus from Speedy Auto. We'll talk about a full range of automotive care, from brakes to transmissions, keeping you up to date on everything you need to know, what to consider as the seasons change, maintenance tips, repair advice, and more. At Speedy, you're a somebody, and every somebody needs to know this information. Motorline with Mike Salkus of Speedy Auto. Today, 3 to 4 on CFAX 1070.
Hey Victoria, Brian Higgins here for Arona Bay West Express, centrally located 5 minutes from downtown. At Bay West Rona, we have designers and door specialists on staff for your convenience. Let us design and install your new kitchen, bathroom, or custom-sized door system. Or you can try our line of cash-and-carry kitchen cabinets and countertops. Come and see us, the right people, the right store, the right price. Rona Bay West Express. Doing it right 7 days a week on Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
We are back in the studio. We have Dr. Allison Reese on the phone. We have Jeannie Becker. And Jeannie, you're also going to launch something with Additionnel in the spring.
Yes, that's right. Plus size fashion for big, beautiful women. And I think that, you know, all women are entitled to having great style. And I think it's been wonderful to be able to work with Additionnel and really figure out the kinds of the cuts and patterns and types of clothing that really best suit that market. And I'm really, really excited to be working with them on it. It should be lots of fun.
That's right, exactly. I think not everybody is a size zero. And it's important to have clothes that are on trend.
Absolutely.
And your daughters now, what age are they?
I have a 22-year-old and a 25-year-old. The 22-year-old is living in Dawson City. She's gone up to the Yukon School of Visual Arts up there. Oh. So that's interesting. I'm a real empty nester now, too. And my 25-year-old has just moved back to Montreal, where she's pursuing her theatrical dreams. And she's a playwright and a puppeteer. Really interesting. She graduated from Concordia a couple of years ago. So, you know, artsy kids, what can I tell you? They're wonderful girls.
Well, Dr. Allison Reese is here, and later on in the show we're going to be talking about young people and entitlement. You know, the young people nowadays, also when they come back to your home, like your daughter is, right? When they don't knock, or they...
they don't knock, or, you know, I said to my 24-year-old son, you know, son, one day you're going to walk in our house and you're going to be traumatized because we've become accustomed to making coffee in our underwear. You need to knock.
Well, I guess, do you have these problems, Jeannie?
No, I don't know. You know, My kids just, obviously, bring me such joy, I can't tell you. And whenever they come in, whenever they come around, I just, I drink them in. I just really savor every moment I have with them. And they can walk into my bedroom anytime. Anytime I'm alone, that is. No.
I'm usually eating food. You may catch me with the ice cream. No, kidding. So, Jeannie, what's your life philosophy? You seem to be always really pumped. You're excited about life. As we get older, I think it's really cool to always reinvent yourself. What is your kind of take on it?
I just really have a lot of gratitude for this incredible life that I feel that in some ways I dreamed up. I mean, you've got to have a vision for your life. You really can't just expect things to, come to you. Like when I was a kid, I realized that from a pretty early age, I'm really lucky that I realized that no one was going to, knock on my door with a contract to, come to Hollywood and they're going to make me a star. I knew that for everything that I did in my life, I'd really have to work for it. My parents were immigrants, Holocaust survivors. They came to Canada in, the late 40s after the war with absolutely nothing. And they gave us one big thing, and that was the inspiration to dream and to dream big, and the knowledge that if you worked hard enough, you did have a chance to make your dreams come true in this country especially. And I've just always felt so privileged to be a Canadian, to live in Canada, and I really have realized so many of my fantasies. And every day, new stuff seems to be happening. I mean, listen, I just turned 60, and I feel like I'm just on the brink of a whole new exciting chapter. I mean, we've really just got to be optimistic, and we've got to realize that, we get out of life what we put into it.
Well, for anybody listening today, I think that you've probably made people's day, because I think we always need to hear that, remind ourselves that, we are really blessed to have what we have in our lives.
Oh, are we ever. And, I really do want to say, too, I hope women out there are, I talk a lot about fashion, obviously. Mm-hmm. For a former mime artist, I actually never shut up, right? I talk a lot. But, fashion happens to be my métier, they say, my area of expertise. But it's only because I love people, and fashion is all about self-expression. That's really what it's about for me. It's so really not about the clothes at the end of the day. Mm. People take it too seriously. People let fashion intimidate them. They're victimized by fashion. They don't feel they have the right clothes, or they don't look their best, and they're neurotic and they're nervous about it. And you've just got to really, know yourself. Take a long, hard look in the mirror and just really love yourself and put your best foot forward and realize that you will shine far beyond any schmata you put on your back. It really, isn't about the clothes at the end of the day. It's about the human spirit. And I know that sounds a little maudlin maybe, but what can I tell you? I'm getting philosophical in my old age.
Well, no, I think it's get brave and be yourself, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You've really just got to be fearless and go for it, and to thine own self be true.
Jeannie, I'm Allison here at 54, and I absolutely love my 50s, and I wish we could give that message to more young women, that getting older is a blast if we're fortunate with the good health. And that little bit of wisdom that comes in and that ability just to be yourself, it's just, you look at all these gorgeous young women and they're so insecure.
And they're so gorgeous and so wonderful. And you go, I wish you could learn a bit of this or have a bit of this.
Without question. Nothing feels better than being comfortable in one's own skin.
Oh, yeah.
And clothes can help us do that to some degree. But it's really, love of self. And it's really just feeling that kind of gratitude and just thanking your lucky stars every day that you can wake up, hop out of bed, and go off into the world and pursue your dreams. But I hope, to some degree, that maybe I'm a role model and other women who are out there really living large and still doing things, that's really important. We came from a generation of, a lot of us anyway, that had stay-at-home moms. And, I looked at my mom when she, got to be my age, and I sort of, my mom's a great woman, but I always felt sorry for her because she hadn't really cultivated a life for herself outside of the family. Mm-hmm. But we have the opportunity to do that, and I think that's really important, that, we really just have to inspire our daughters to, just to get out there and really go for it and not depend on, a man to take care of us.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. My daughter's doing this business thing, and today she's at some networking deal, and she came home last night from it and said, I'm going to volunteer to drive cancer patients and teach kids soccer. And you know, even though they're pursuing their careers, it's great that they're giving back, but also looking at a big life. You know, she wants to travel, and they look, mm-hmm. your daughter Australia, and your daughter's Jeannie. You know, they have big visions for it. They're not going, I want to get married and have five kids, which is fine if that's what you want, but it's great to know they have bigger visions sometimes than that.
Yeah, you just got to be a little gutsy sometimes. Listen, we're all scared. You know, at the end of the day, we're only human. But sometimes you've just got to, you know, leap and the net does appear.
The gutsy thing is huge. You know, I always knew raising my daughter, Lexi, that she was, you know, she was a little bit prickly as a teenager and very persistent. And she really taught me a lot about myself. But it was her absolute spunk that was hard to parent that has now taken her into the world and given her this big life because she's gutsy.
That's right. And you're a parent educator.
I am, I think.
Exactly. And isn't it just the biggest blessing of all when our kids can actually inspire us?
Huge.
You know, we really try to inspire them. But when you see your kid out there really doing great things, it's just, you know, it's so great because obviously, you know, we're going to be their biggest cheerleaders. But they can teach us a lot, too.
Well, I'm a big cheerleader of you. And we told you we'd have you out of here sooner than this, Jeannie. So I want to thank you so much. If people want to know more about you, how do they do that?
Well, they can pick up my book, which is called Finding Myself in Fashion, published by Penguin. That's pretty candid. Maybe more information than you ever want to know. And I'm on a lot of the various Bell Media platforms now. I'm on the Marilyn Dennis Show quite regularly, on CTV's Canada.
That's where we're here.
On E-Talk.
Right. We're part of CTV and Bell, so we'll be watching you here. And also The Bay, The Edit Line.
The Edit Line is at The Bay right across Canada, and stay tuned for the plus size line at Additionnel next spring.
Well, it's been fabulous talking to you. I know you've enjoyed it too, Allison, because
yeah,
you know,
it.
With your daughter being here too. What a
great timing.
Get the book for her.
Yeah, I'm going to get it today.
Jeannie, you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again. We'll talk with the next line coming out for winter.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Well, winter's out now. The next season is going to be spring. That's what we're working on now.
All right. We'll talk about the spring one, of course. Okay. Well, you have a great day, Jeannie. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Mark Lupin about our skin.
Your smile, it's your passport to the world. So if you could make your smile as dazzling as possible, wouldn't you? Today's Dental can help. From whitening and cosmetic restorations to preventative care for the whole family. From a very experienced team of dentists and hygienists, Today's Dental has everything your smile needs. Today's Dental, taking care of smiles for over 25 years. On Oak Bay Avenue near Oak Bay Junction, new patients always welcome. Call 382-5233 for an appointment or visit online at todaysdental.org.
The first time I saw a dead body, I just really wanted to touch him.
Once you're in, there's no getting out.
You've always been like family to me, Grass.
Say hello to Dr. Devlin. She took an oath to save lives, but now reports to a bigger boss.
I'll cover you as best I can, but she belonged to me.
It's a dirty job.
I never agreed to kill somebody.
Yes, you did.
Everyone has their price.
It's time to do your job, Grace.
CTV's The Mob Doctor. New series starts tomorrow at 9.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Our string of sunny days downtown continues today. A few clouds, 19 degrees right now. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. A Victoria Police Force shuffle will move members from the Domestic Violence Unit to beefing up the Plainclothes Unit. The shakeup comes after findings from an independent review revealed that more than 10 officers need to concentrate on high liability crime like sexual predators and fraud, as well as habitual offenders. To accommodate those new findings, Police Chief Jamie Graham has moved officers out of the Domestic Violence Unit as well as the Community and School Liaison Units. He says those were the only viable units to draw from.
We cast an eye about the organization to see which sections and which units that we could either pull detectives from to put in those plainclothes unit, and then to staff a unit that will focus on the targeting and the hard targeting against habitual chronic offenders.
The review was done through the Department of Criminology and Justice at SFU. Mounties are still investigating the cause, but they have confirmed that three people are dead after a single vehicle rollover on the Coquihalla Highway last night. Corporal Kathleen Thane says it happened between Merritt and Kamloops.
It's around 20 to 8 p.m., about 5 kilometers south of the Lac Lejeune exit. There were five occupants in the vehicle. Two were taken to hospital. Three are being dealt with through the BC Coroner Service. There will be no divulging of those names until next of kin have been dealt with.
There's no word yet on the condition of the two survivors. The northbound lanes of the highway were blocked for several hours last night but have since reopened. And federal legislation to protect vulnerable wildlife is coming up for an overhaul that will kick into high gear this fall. Environment Minister Peter Kent is saying he wants to figure out how to make the Species at Risk Act more effective. One of his aims is to have recovery plans provided for in the legislation focus on entire ecosystems rather than just species in isolation. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Radic residence. We did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize goes up to $211 courtesy of the Renaissance Retirement Residence, The Art of Living Well. And a quick look at CFAX weather now. A mix of sun and cloud this morning, becoming sunny around the noon hour. High of 21 degrees for today. Clear skies overnight, low of about 9. And tomorrow, sunny all day with a high of 23 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. If you ever want to know more about the show, you can look up past shows and different articles on my website, www.lifestylewithpattymack.com. You can also contact me there if you have any questions or ideas for segments. I've got some neat guests coming up in the future. Peter Walsh, I don't know if you know him, the Clutter Guy, he's on Oprah. He'll be coming on the show. Super guy. And I think, you know, clutter is one of those things, too, that we always want to talk about because we have so much in our lives, especially as we get older with our kids and everything else. In the studio today is Dr. Allison Reese. And Hello. We've been having fun talking to Judy Becker. Yeah. And now we have Dr. Mark Lupin from Cosmetica, who's going to talk about our skin. How are you, Dr. Lupin?
Fine. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. Now, of course, I'm sure you're seeing lots of horror shows after the summer with people coming in with skin less than perfect. I know on your website you do the ABCs of skincare. So walk us through those steps.
Sure. The A is for vitamin A. That is topical vitamin A, and that is the most studied molecule or treatment to sort of help with prevention and treatment of sun damage over time. The B for me just reminds me to say sunblock or sunscreen or sun protection. And especially going into the fall, when it's cool and windy, people should not forget that it's not the heat of the sun. It's you still need to use some sun protection. And for C, it's vitamin C. That's, again, topical vitamin C. And there are different types of vitamin C, so it's a bit confusing over the counter, but there's one called L-ascorbic vitamin C, and that's the most active one to be used.
Okay, so we can use products, but also vitamins within to help our skin?
You mean taking by
so
now?
Taking vitamins, and we can also do vitamins on the skin, like you have products that have vitamin C, but also is it important to take certain vitamins like vitamin D?
I think it's vitamin D has certainly been in the news a lot, hasn't it? And we know that we need about 10 minutes a day of sun on an area the size of the face and the arms. If you're getting that, then you don't necessarily need to take extra vitamin D.
Okay.
But certainly in the wintertime, it's good to take a supplement of, say, 1,000 units is now considered sort of the norm. And you can take more, and that's fine. But certainly in the wintertime or when there's not so much sun, the vitamin D is important. But the reason that we recommend topical application of the vitamins like vitamin C is that you can't actually get enough into your system by mouth to get the same levels in the skin. And in fact, if you take too much vitamin C, that can cause problems. So actually it's safer to use topically.
Okay. And do you have these lines at your at Cosmetica?
Yes, we brought in some lines only because I found it was confusing for patients who are buying all sorts of different things, and some things that will say vitamin C just don't have anything active in it. So I felt it was important just to have availability that people know they can use something that actually works.
Okay. And now, Allison, your daughter's down in Australia, and we hear so much these days about young people with skin cancer. Why is there such a prevalence these days with younger people getting skin cancer?
Well, there's just, you know, sometimes there can be a reliance on you know, thinking you use the sunscreen and that's going to protect you. The common fallacy is you put it on once a day and that's good for the day, but they mostly only last 2 to 3 hours. The second is, I think people, there is more recreational time, people just more out there. Mm-hmm. It's still hard sometimes with, you know, for me would be the younger generation who some are still using tanning beds and still just getting too much sun. So as part of it is still the education.
One of the things, this is Allison, Dr. Lupin, one of the things that my daughter notices in Australia is that the young girls panic if they start to fade their tan. She said they're really wrapped up in being tanned. And I was a little surprised to hear that.
The whole idea of the tanning was that around the 1900s, it was good to be white, and then time of Coco Chanel and so forth, it was good to be brown. And now I think the tide's swaying a little bit that it's good to have some color, but purposeful tanning, which prematurely ages the skin, is out of vogue.
Well, I was from a Chevronis baby, so, I mean, it was really, you get that stuff on to make yourself burn, and it was bad. I mean, you thought if you burn, it'll be brown in a few days. So totally the wrong thing. So it's not being in the extremes then, Dr. Lupin. So if kids can learn to wear some sunscreen and use protection and not get burned.
That's the thing, not burning, and just it's just as you said, it has to be reasonable. We need to have some sun, and sunscreens don't stop the sun; they just slow it down.
Right.
And sunscreens have improved, and they're mostly all PABA free now, and there's even clothing is improved, so you can have light fitted clothing that protects against the sun.
You don't have to be 35 and wearing one of those outfits with the hat and all that stuff. So. Now let's talk about some of the fun stuff too. Now you do other things. You have the skincare, but there's also lasers and all kinds of stuff you can do to help with the skin nowadays. We live in a great time, don't we?
Isn't it wonderful?
Talking about the fashion with Jeannie. Now, Dr. Lupin, there's things we can do to look better as we get older.
Just tell me there's something you can do for our necks, and then everything will be great.
Is there a trend coming in for the gobbledyneck?
Yes. Well, there's been, there's the two extremes where there's invasive options, of course, where like neck lifts and facelifts. And then there's the totally non-invasive options, and then there's sort of a middle ground that's developing. So if there's a trend, it's sort of in the middle zone, and that's called minimally invasive. And I think most people would like to have the most natural results and have to avoid surgery or maybe delay the need for surgery.
Yeah, I think so.
So the trends in the non-invasive are a combination of devices. There's one called Althera, which is a focused ultrasound, so it actually doesn't affect the surface at all. It focuses down into the collagen layer, so there's no downtime. And that's actually was the first device approved for brow lift that was not surgery. So it's a single treatment, and it lasts about 1.5 to 2 years. And then the other popular devices or range of devices use radio frequency pulses. And the one that's been around the longest is called Thermage. And that's also treats the collagen in a slightly different way. And again, without the downtime. So it's nice that people can sort of have a treatment and carry on. And over about 2 to 4 months, there's some gradual tightening.
And what about Botox? Now, I know you can use it for frown lines, but I see on your site you can use it for around the mouth, so the corners when they go down. Is that a dodgy procedure?
It should be done, again, making sure you see someone that's got a lot of experience and knows what they're doing. But, for many years, I and many of my colleagues use Botox, not just for frown areas, but as you said, it can lift the corners of the mouth, and we can even tighten, talking about the neck, you can get a little neck tightening called the Nefertiti lift. And after the Egyptian queen.
Oh, do tell. Now, how does that work, though? Like, how would a Botox, which it seems weird it would do a Well, I guess the lift the same it does with the eyebrows then, right?
It would. Yes, it's not for everyone. It's certain people will benefit better than others. And what it is we have a muscle that's essentially a non-functioning muscle in the neck. It's just a superficial muscle, so it doesn't hold our neck up or anything. And if you relax that muscle, it actually tightens. It actually does the opposite of what you might think. It brings a little crisper jawline.
Wow.
Signing up.
Okay, Dr. Lupin, if people want to know more, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I guess through probably the simplest is through our office or our website. It's just cosmetica.ca or at our office in Victoria, South Bay and Fort.
Okay, one more thing before we go. I've heard of the muffin top. Well, what if you have the cake top? Do you have any new treatments for the middle area? I know there's different, I think you have one product there. Anything new coming up?
Right. So again, permanently remove that little area of fat, it can be in the tummy or the thighs or the hips. Since 2005, we've had a device called UltraShape, which is, again, based on ultrasound, and it's a permanent removal of fat, and it's very nice and even. And the newer one is called Liposonics, which doesn't just remove fat, it also creates some skin tightening. So those are two exciting things we can do to get people ready for their bikinis for next summer.
God love you. Dr. Mark Lupin, thank you so much. Great talking to you. Now, people, we have, you're going to have a better body, better skin. You've got a great outfit. Dr. Allison Reese is coming back, and she is going to teach you how to have a great life with your family.
It's called getting a treadmill and putting it in the spare room.
Back in a minute.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
CFAX 1070 is where Victoria turns first for local news, weather, and traffic with more news than ever before. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashions.
This is Lisa, the CFAX Community Cruiser. I am at Adrenaline Souk. Come on down and soar above the souk trees in support of Tour de Rock. Adrenaline is an exhilarating and breathtaking experience. There are 8 tuning zip lines with 2 suspension bridges and an ATV ride. How cool is that? We will be here for another hour checking it all out. So come on down and see what all the fuss about. This afternoon, the CFAX Cruiser will be at the Craftsman Collision Food Drive at Savon Foods on Wilson Street. Craftsman Collision is pledging to match every item donated. The food drive is going on from 1 to 5 today, so definitely come on by. Can you bring a can or two for the food drive? The CFAX Community Cruiser will be out and about all weekend, so if you spot us, come on over and say hi. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Saffron Window Fashion, Drapery and Blinds on CFAX 1070.
Shop, spin, and win with Savon Foods for a chance to win a Caribbean cruise for 4 and more great prizes. Plus, get assorted Nature Valley granola bars or Betty Crocker fruit by the foot, card price $5 for $10. Or frozen pork back ribs, buy one, get one free. Visit Savon Foods and shopandspin.com for complete details. Savon Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Burgers BC Lions Football.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft and Irwin Industries.
Today, the Lions play host to Ricky Ray and the Toronto Argonauts. Lions, Argos, kickoff at 4.
Right here on CFAX 1070.
Join Rick Ball and Julio Garavetta for Vera's Burgers BC Lions Football on the Lions Radio Network all season long.
We are back. Dr. Allison Reese, we're in the breaks, we start yapping away and we forget we're on the radio. Hasn't it been great, all this stuff we've been learning?
I just love, as I said earlier, I love being in my 50s. I love parenting young adults. We were talking in the break about, I still have a mom and, just wonderful experiences. But it's all changing.
It is all changing. And it is tough in that middle ground. My mom died in December. But when you have teens or young adults and parents and you're kind of in the middle, there's a lot of pressure in a way. And sometimes if we could only see from the other side of it, like myself now looking back, you really so miss your folks. But when you're kind of in the trenches sometimes when you're dealing with all the day-to-day things that of taking care of an adult, a parent, It can be a tough one, and you need that support. You need to take care of yourself. I was saying, Lynn Crow, a friend of mine, gave me a book, Tuesdays with Maury, and I started kind of planning stuff one day a week where we do the appointments and do things to get kind of it, you know, corralled in a certain time zone.
I had a, you know, I go to staff meetings once a month with brilliant people, and one of them works with, you know, caring for seniors, and she said to me, she said, Allie, you're the only person who can be your daughter's mom. And so if you go there and you start cleaning her apartment and doing things that other people can do, you're actually ripping yourself off of just enjoying a wonderful relationship
wow.
with her. I know. And it, you know, it was that little kick in the pants that, I remember one day cleaning my mom's bathroom and my mom looked at me and she said, Dr. Reese, get your head out of my toilet bowl. You know, but it's so true. We're having to watch those boundaries in all of our relationships so that we can be truly loving.
That's, you know, I wish I'd heard that advice because it's so true, because you get caught up doing a lot of stuff that, for one thing, my sister-in-law always said, let people do things as long as they can, while they can,
yeah.
so don't take over chores, but also to enjoy the time with them, because all they want to do is go for a coffee, go for a drive.
Yeah.
You can hire people to do other things.
Absolutely.
If they'll let you.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom was 92. It's like, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah, that can be a little bit tricky, but you know, isn't it interesting that whether we're talking about our adult children or our elderly parents,
yeah.
their need for autonomy is part of their dignity.
Wow, that's yep. so true.
Yeah.
My mom was very, you know, and sounds like your mom,
yeah.
very much like, you know, wanting to, even when her mind was sort of going, mm-hmm. let me buy the coffee. People
yeah.
want to feel in control.
Absolutely.
Or have some control.
Yeah.
And dignity.
Dignity. And
yeah.
it's grace. And it's remembering who this person is. But, you know, to have that really wonderful sense of love, you also do have to have some boundaries, and there's that whole piece around caring for yourself too.
Oh, totally. Because if you don't, and I'm sure you see it with some of the younger mums and that you mm-hmm. help, if we don't take care of ourselves first, it's great to be selfless, but really you're not doing anything for anybody if you're just totally catering to your children all the time.
Who wants to be a martyr? Who wants to be with a martyr?
Yeah.
Do you ever remember times when your kids were young that you seemed to be the only person cleaning your house, and the moment you make human contact with the vacuum cleaner, you hate everybody in your family and they're all pigs?
Yeah. Arr, get angry. Totally. Totally. Absolutely. And you teach many courses. We're going to talk about the one which is really what we're talking about now, boundaries and communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the kind of the nub of all of it, isn't it?
It is. It's the deeper part of
yeah.
navigating these
and
relationships.
And you've taught these life seminars for many years. I mean, I went when my kids were
younger. Did you?
Yeah, to some of the,
really?
The ones that were taught in town. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I think that as your kids, you don't know this stuff.
Well,
and you need that community of people to talk to about what am I doing right or wrong? Because it's sort of like, oh, maybe I should know this stuff, but you
yeah.
don't.
No, actually, I you don't. And the Parent-Child Connection is the course that I believe really talks about things that we really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why one of my little intro courses is called What Parents Need to Know. Because there are certain boundaries, you know, with all of our loving intentions that we often cross as parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with a lot of parents lately who have, you know, young adult children who are really struggling to have some boundaries with their children,
mm-hmm.
you know. And look at what we do as parents. I've thought about this a lot lately. We talk about overindulgence and how it actually truly spoils children. I mean, it is actually a form of child abuse if we spoil overindulgence. But it's not just with things or money, it's with our time. And so for a lot of us, we gave the message to our kids that their time was more valuable than ours. And so we're running around putting our lives on hold, driving them to a million structured events, and giving up a big part of our juicy life. And so what is the message? The message is that you matter more than I do.
Wow.
And so kids need to learn that everybody has needs. When you're a young child, of course your needs are taken care of by your parent, but eventually, slowly, we have to start, you know, getting back pieces of our lives and showing kids my life has value.
We're back in a couple of minutes with Allison Reese.
Think of the selection, the expertise. At Sawyer Sewing Center, there's a lot to think about. Sawyer Sewing Center carries all the major brands of sewing machines. Janome, Babylon, Fab, Bernina, and Elna. They have a full line of sewing machine cabinets to fit all brands. And Sawyer Sewing Center stocks a huge selection of thread and notions. Got sewing on your mind? Check online for their latest sewing classes at SawyerSewing.com on Douglas across from Uptown.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
Like us on Facebook.
Craftsman Collision is making a dent in hunger by filling courtesy cars with food donations. Today, 1 till 5, Craftsman Collision and Save-On Foods in Westside Village on Wilson Street are teaming up with the Salvation Army to ensure that no families go hungry this fall by hosting a food drive. Craftsman Collision will match every item donated, which means that for every can donated, two cans of soup will make it onto a shelf at our local Salvation Army Family Services Unit. Please donate and help make a dent in hunger. Proudly supported by CFAX 1070.
Hey Victoria, Brian Higgins here for Arona Bay West Express, centrally located 5 minutes from downtown. At Bay West Rona, we have designers and door specialists on staff for your convenience. Let us design and install your new kitchen, bathroom, or custom-sized door system. Or you can try our line of cash-and-carry kitchen cabinets and countertops. Come and see us, the right people, the right store, the right price. Rona Bay West Express, doing it right 7 days a week on Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
Let the sun shine in with Excalibur Glass. Get more out of your outdoor or indoor deck with a custom all-glass railing. Constructed with aluminum post supports, these railings are durable and attractive with no top or bottom rail to obscure your view. And of course, it'll add value to your home. Get the most out of your scenery with a custom all-glass railing from Excalibur Glass. You'll clearly see the difference. Excalibur Glass and Aluminum, the homeowner's store, 2189 Keating Cross Road.
I am back. Dr. Allison Maurice is in the studio. Now, Dr., you have like lots of seminars on. You can find those out on the Life Seminar website.
Yeah, lifeseminars.com. I do some shorter courses. One's called Parenting Teens. One's called Parenting Preschoolers. But they're just, specialized versions of the two larger courses. So the two large courses are called Sidestepping the Power Struggle and The Parent-Child Connection. And we have books that have been published and represent the course material
as
well.
And you also talk to families. You are also...
I call myself a coach now because I really like the idea of pulling people out of their stories and their stuckness and pulling out their resources and calling them to take action. So I call myself a coach. It's very liberating.
I think so, because it's more approachable maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not so fearful when you go, I've never been to see somebody. It's just approach someone to help you in life.
Yep. And, I also say when I teach my classes, there is no expert out there that's going to tell you exactly what to do. And a lot of people take my courses really believing that we, my team and I, are going to have a bunch of pat answers for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, the saying, we're going to teach you to fish. We're not going to serve you fish on a platter because we don't want you to be dependent on us. We want you to figure out how to get the answers. So we're going to give you what you need to know to figure out your own answers.
And that's why I come to you. How do you deal with older teens, young adults in your house? Say they're going to university or just starting a job so they don't have the money. What are those boundaries that you talk about with some of your courses that we put around our lives and our homes when they're grown-ups? What are the consequences?
I think about this a lot because I've come to the conclusion that we just never stop being our kids' parents.
Mm.
My kids will come home and like my daughter visiting, she lives in Australia, she just gets to come home and be a kid and flop around and we're serving her. And
Okay, it's normal.
I just think it's really, really normal. And I think that kids have an allergic reaction to seeing their parents having needs until suddenly they're dealing with parents who actually truly need their help, which is what we go through with, our elderly parents,
right?
And
that's the only time we sort of notice it when our parents get old, because they haven't asked for anything.
Well, I just think it's hard for kids to really look at us and see us as...
people.
Yeah, because often they think we really, truly have unlimited income and that our house is their house. And, I think that plaque in the kitchen, Home Sweet Home, should be Mom and Dad's Home Sweet Home. And you'll be a guest after 19, but there may be requirements for you staying here.
Well, is there a name age you should kick them out?
I don't think there's an answer to that, but, you know, because everybody's experience is different, I think that a lot of people want their kids to get some education before they leave home because we know it's harder when they're living on their own. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had a weird kind of experience with my son, Jared. He graduated from high school, and we thought, okay, you know, get into college. And we kind of pushed him into this program. It was really hard to find out the right program for him. And it really backfired because he hated it. Mm-hmm. It was computer sciences. He's not a scientist. He worked really, really hard, 24/7. And, you know, finally, he just stopped. We looked at him and said, you don't look good. Yeah. If you're not loving this, you need to stop and figure out what you want to do. And so he just started working on bikes and things like that. And then eventually one day I looked at this guy who's 6'4" sitting at my kitchen table. And I said, you know, you need to move out. And he said, well, there's no places to rent. And, you know, at that time he was right. And I said, well, I actually have a friend who owns some apartment buildings. And let's see what she has to say. And, you know, basically he moved out, he got a little bachelor suite, and at 24 now he says it was the best thing that ever happened.
Wow.
Because he learned about life.
We have to let go too.
We do.
And let our kids have a life.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of boys right now who seem to be in trouble in a way.
These like stuck?
19 to 20-something boys that are, I don't know whether it's they mature a little slower than girls, you know, mm-hmm. trying to find their way in life, what they're going to be, what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's different nowadays. Women have a lot of, you know, the power positions. You know, there's a lot of competition for jobs and what we're going to be in life.
Mm. Yeah, I think boys have really been stuck in a lot of ways, just in school, the school system not
yes.
always working for them, you know, and there's a lot of anxiety with young people today. That is the most common counseling session now with young people is it's dealing with anxiety. When we were kids, counseling was dealing with relationships.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
So a lot of kids just really trying to feel their way through and thinking they need to know what they want to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, the message...
We still don't know, do we?
No. I mean, I've recreated myself many times.
Yes.
And, you know, I say to my son who gets panicky every now and then that he's not figuring it out. And I just say, like, go with your passion. What do you love?
Yeah.
And eventually you're going to figure it out.
Just like Jeannie Becker was saying.
And that's how I created
right?
my job, too. It wasn't because of these silly letters. It was because I was passionate about parent education.
Yeah. And it shows when you are enjoying what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
You can't go against your soul like your son with computer courses. People want to know more about you. How do they get in touch with you?
Lifeseminars.com.
And, you know, there's lots of help out there, right? If you're home right now going, oh, I've got these teens, I've got these little kids, I don't know what
mm-hmm.
to do.
You know what I love?
You can help coach them.
What I love is the telephone work because I can talk to people when it's hot. Instead of booking a session 2 weeks from now, I can actually talk people
and
through
that,
some big stuff.
That's great because people yeah. sometimes need that at the moment. How
yeah.
do I deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
One more thing, just quickly before we go. Nagging. How do we get over nagging for chores, nagging for things? It's all part of your communications, I'm sure. How do we do that in a way that gets things done?
Neutral time discussions. So don't start nattering when the job's got to be done. You got to talk to your kids at a time when it's not happening. So at a good time, just say, you know, I hear myself nagging and I can't stand the sound of my voice. What could we do differently? But you've got to notice that you're nagging to start with.
Yeah, I think, you know, hey, can you come to my house?
Do you cook well?
No.
I
reheat well and I order well.
Okay.
No, I do cook, okay. I sort of lie. That way no one asks me to bring food to parties, right? I bring the chips. Anyways, great talking with you guys. Be back next Saturday. Get out there and enjoy.